Dave, you know why I love using Zencastr?
Is it because the recording quality is better than other methods of recording a podcast virtually?
Nope.
Is it because they offer a free version for hobbyists just getting started?
No, not that.
Is it because it's super easy to use for everyone and none of our guests have ever had an issue using it?
That's not it.
Is it because they offer automatic post-production and transcription services?
Negative.
Stop burying the lead. Why do you love Zencastr?
It's because Zencastr is all of the things you just said, Dave. Well, and they sponsor this pod. That's right, Adventures in Collecting is powered by Zencastr. How about your pod? Get started now with Zencastr and use our code to start podcasting today. Visit zencastr.com/pricing and use promo code AICPOD to get 30% off your first 3 months of their professional plan or try it for free. That's zencastr.com/pricing and use promo code AICPOD.
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Adventures in Collecting. We're back with a really special bonus episode for you guys.
It's a bonus. It's a holiday season bonus.
Yeah, it consists to be your holiday gift. And you know what? This is the kind of gift that that really does kind of keep on giving because it's instructional.
Yeah, we're all going to learn something today. It's very educational. We're going to learn. Well, Eric, I don't want to let you bury the lead, so...
Perfect. So later this month, the G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero comic will issue book number 300 and will include a special collaboration to commemorate the occasion. In the longstanding tradition of PSAs and G.I. Joe, Hasbro has partnered with American College of Surgeons to support Stop the Bleed, a campaign to raise awareness on how to take life-saving action in an emergency. Joining us today on the pod is Michael Kelly, VP of Global Licensing at Hasbro, and Dr. David Shapiro, Chief Medical Officer at St. Francis Hospital, Trinity Health of New England. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, issue 300, that's a big deal. Other than the number itself, though, is there anything special about this milestone for G.I. Joe?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a milestone for comics in general, to be honest. From the research that I've done, it looks like with G.I. Joe, Real American Hero hitting number 300, this is, I believe, right around the fifth longest running comic by a single author in the history of U.S. comics. So that's quite a milestone to achieve. And of course, our single author is the legendary Larry Hama himself. So to hit 300 in a time when, you know, a lot of issues, a lot of comics don't even go more than 12, 18 issues. That's really huge. And, you know, obviously the idea that issue one came out in 1982 and here we are in 2022. What a way to celebrate the anniversary.
Yeah, and another notch in Larry's belt in terms of his status as a living legend in the world of collectibles and comics, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's always fun to see, like, hey, especially for something when I was reading as a young boy, to see it's the same writer, the same, you know, kind of the same time frame. So it's good to see that consecutive kind of ongoing thing going. Consistency, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. So there are a lot of people who are just getting back into Joe's because of the classified series. So how do you suggest they break into what's going on in the comics?
Yeah, so, you know, I think actually now's really an interesting time within the comics because, as I'm sure you guys have probably heard, the run with IDW is actually coming to a close with issue number 300. And we're transitioning over to a new publisher in 2023. So, you know, when you think about it in terms of jumping into the brand, what better time than to have a fresh set of eyes and a fresh team working on the book. So I think when you look at it that way, the timing really is ideal for a new fan who's like, I want to check out the comics. That said, there's such an enormous backlist of comics issues out there. There's so many great ways that people could jump in depending on their interests. Certainly they could start with number one of the Marvel issue and they'd have 299 additional issues to look forward to if they started there. Or, you know, some of the other amazing things that IDW has done over the years, like The Last Laugh, which was the Chuckles Cobra infiltration story, Hearts and Minds, which was written by Max Brooks, Mel Brooks's son, believe it or not. You know, there's just such a rich storytelling history with G.I. Joe that I think there's a lot of ways for people to onboard. But again, certainly a great way would be to start out with issue number one in 2023.
And just to confirm, so will Larry continue, you know, working on the series, you know, when it moves to the new publisher, or is it going to be a new creative team?
So there will be, you know, there'll be two options, right? Similar to what IDW did. There's, as I've said in the past, as long as Larry Hama wants to keep writing G.I. Joe, Larry Hama will continue writing G.I. Joe. So I actually have already read and reviewed the script for 301. So that is a real thing. And then there'll be another story as well, so that you'll have both the original RAH keep going with if you're interested in that, or a completely different take on Joe as well.
Awesome. More Joe to look forward to.
That's right.
So as we mentioned at the top, you know, this issue also comes with this collaboration with the Stop the Bleed campaign. So Dr. Shapiro, tell us what Stop the Bleed is.
So Stop the Bleed is we call it a global campaign for empowerment. And really what it is teaching people how to step in when they see bleeding. It sounds a little common sense to do certain things when you see somebody bleeding. Most people would just compress something and hold it tight like I do when I cut my finger. But when you see bleeding after a crash or after somebody breaks a window and cuts themselves, or even after something like a gunshot wound or a stabbing, we see people bleeding at the scene of the incident. And that bleeding is the number one cause of preventable death after trauma. So we know that if we control the bleeding early, which is my job as a trauma surgeon, as soon as somebody arrives at the hospital, but it could have been 45 minutes to an hour and a half before that the event occurred. So Stop the Bleed empowers people with a three-step course or three-step educational lesson on how to stop bleeding. And that includes direct pressure, which we all learn about when we're children, direct pressure, and then packing or stuffing gauze or a piece of material inside a wound that's gaping open. And then the last is putting on a tourniquet. Tourniquets have been a little controversial in the last 20 years, but they've come back around as being something important. And those three steps is so important, so helpful. And most people don't even have to get to the tourniquet because direct pressure can stop most bleeding. And addressing it early is the most important step.
You know, like I'll give myself as an example. I'm someone like absolutely just deathly terrified of the sight of my own blood. And it, you know, one of those people that can be queasy. But in the instance of an emergency, like, you know, what would you recommend for somebody, say in my situation, like where, hey, I can't be the only person. So, you know, what can we do to help out?
So if you encounter somebody who's injured or bleeding, the real steps of the process are, number one, let somebody know. So that means calling 911 or wherever you are in the world, calling your emergency responders, because if you can help stop the bleeding, someone else has to take over. So stopping the bleeding is the most important thing. So if you can call someone to come and help, great. If you're queasy, just remember that if you stop bleeding now, it becomes less blood you have to look at. And I say that in slight jest, but really it's true. If I take a little piece of gauze and I'm looking at what's on my desk, if I take a little fabric eyeglass cleaner and I push it onto the spot that's bleeding on my hand or my arm or my neck or my head, and I push really hard, the bleeding will stop. And most people don't realize how easy it is to do. So even the squeamish can do it. I have taught everyone from 8-year-olds to 96-year-olds how to do this. And even the mission director at my hospital, who is very lightheaded when he sees or thinks about blood or even talks about the operating room, he learned it he's done it well. That's Jerry. He's done a great job with it. So you have to embrace it as the next step. You're helping somebody, and that usually takes over when you have the adrenaline rushing.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
This segment is brought to you by our friends at Chubsy Wubsy Toys. A traditional mom-and-pop toy store in Little Falls, New Jersey, Chubsy Wubsy Toys brings you the best new toys from the brands you love without the hassle of pounding the pavement searching for them at larger retail stores. Visit them in person at 106 Main Street in Little Falls, New Jersey, or online at ChubsyWubsy.com. That's ChubsyWubsy.com. And tell them Adventures in Collecting sent you.
Hop into a new career with CGC, the world leader in pop culture collectibles grading. CGC is seeking world-class Funko Pop experts to lead a new division dedicated to authenticating and grading collectible toys. This is an incredible opportunity to help build a new grading service in a hot collectibles category. Think you can play the part? Apply today at cgcgrading.com/careers. That's cgcgrading.com/careers.
So, Eric, I ran to the store today, and I was doing that power walking thing to the toy aisle. The guy next to me was, too. And guess what happened?
You were both headed for the same figure, weren't you?
Yep, but I got there first.
Now that's a close shave.
You know what else is? A nice trim, thanks to this show's sponsor, Manscaped.
You're dang right, Dave. And that's the kind of close shave I can get behind. And you all should, too. I just used the Mower 4.0 with its cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 4000K LED spotlight if you need a more precise shave.
And if you thought that was good, you can take your grooming game even further. You can take it to the next level. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer.
And don't forget about their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner. They'll change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I say this, guys. Your balls will thank you.
Manscaped's Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. Get 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code AIC at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 14 million balls.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with code AIC. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. As collectors, we've all faced tough builds. Whether it's a challenging toy transformation, a complicated model kit, or playset, we have always had an instruction manual to help us get to the finish line. Unfortunately, mental health has no instruction manual. That's why finding the right therapist to guide you and teach you how to healthily get a handle of your mental health is so important. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists, available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match up with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/AIC. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AIC.
And now back to the show.
So, knowing is half the battle is synonymous with G.I. Joe at this point. How did the partnership with Stop the Bleed come to exist?
So Michael and I have known each other for, I'm almost ashamed to say how long, since we were in college together. And when Stop the Bleed came about several years ago now, I was one of the early folks to, you know, learn the technique and teach it and become an instructor and then embrace it. And this last year, I was given the opportunity to work with the American College of Surgeons at a higher level. And they were, let's just say, open to new ideas. So I called Michael out of the blue and said, hey, Michael, what do you think? Let's have a PSA with G.I. Joe or in a comic on Stop the Bleed. And he, of course, being Michael's a very thoughtful, progressive, and interested person. And he's also someone who knows that his platform reaches so many people. So he, in my opinion, immediately embraced it and said he thought it was a great idea. Michael, you want to take over from there?
Yeah, that's all very accurate. I think, you know, one of the things that really had given me insight into the power of the platform that we have, sometimes not even really realizing it with something like a G.I. Joe comic is and you guys might already be familiar with this, but back in 2020, when Paul Aller was doing the G.I. Joe line, he did an issue that was all about PTSD, suicide prevention, and really kind of got into that. And you know, that story was so well told and so accurate in terms of bringing in experts to analyze that and make sure that the steps that we were providing were accurate and correct for a situation like that. That issue ended up winning a national media award from Suicide Prevention Group. So, you know, realizing that we have that platform, when David called me up and said, "Hey, we have this opportunity," it just, for me, it's just absolutely the more often that we can help the public in addition to entertaining them, that just makes the job all the more rewarding.
Yeah, and I mean, like we've said several times, I mean, G.I. Joe has such a long history of those PSAs, and you know, we all remember them. You know, whether they were presented, you know, kind of silly, you know, or you know, in kind of a humorous way, you know, back on the cartoon, there's still memorable lessons. Like even the most simple things of like don't talk to strangers. You know, like you know, all of the you know, the things that we kind of remember. I know a lot of us draw those parallels back to learning them from the G.I. Joe episode. So this just seems like a very natural, you know, continuity for the brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that was also why working with IDW, we got the creative crew that worked on the Saturday morning adventures in the comic book series, because just really kind of bringing that call back to that look and that feel. And you know, anybody who remembers those days, you know, will get a chuckle out of the fact that you look at that, the audience in the Stop the Bleed story, and you know, everybody's wearing their traditional gear, even though they're sitting in an amphitheater listening to a presentation. And but that's Joe, right? I mean, back the 80s, Joe was they always were in their gear, and they always had their signature costume outfits on. So I thought that was a great way to present it as well.
Oh, so it will be presented in the comic like a 1980s.
Yeah.
PSA. Absolutely. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And I will say it's quite incredible. Looking at that first page, because I actually have it on the screen, looking at the first page and seeing the characters that I remember from my childhood talking to me and saying, you know, you can do this. You've done the right way. And now, you know, and knowing is half the battle is just like very exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when can folks the release of issue 300 of Real American Hero, and when will the new publisher for 2023 be announced?
So issue 300 actually is out. It was supposed to be this Wednesday, but my guess is that the shipment probably arrived early and shops just put it out. So as of the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the issue is out. I don't think a lot of people are aware of that yet, so most people probably will be looking for it this Wednesday. But it is actually available at your local comic book shop right now. So, which is great. And we've actually already seen a couple of reviews trickle in, which seem to be pretty happy with the result as well. As for the new publisher, I'm afraid that I am not at liberty to discuss that just yet. But that announcement will probably come later in 2023.
Okay. Good to know. And Dr. Shapiro, before we let you guys go, where can we learn, or where can our listeners learn more about the Stop the Bleed campaign?
So the only place they should go to learn Stop the Bleed is stopthebleed.org. And the reason that that's the spot is that there are a couple agencies out there that sell the material. The stopthebleed.org website is the one that sells them at the cheapest, number one. the most approved, so to speak. And it also gives some funding back to the American College of Surgeons, which is a nonprofit and does great work around the country and the world for a lot of things that happen. So the course is free. So you can sign up wherever you are. And if you don't see a course where you are, you can request one. And the American College of Surgeons will contact the local surgeons and trauma programs that do it near you and indicate that you want one.
Well, I think there's really only one appropriate way to end this this little bonus episode. And I'm going to cue you guys up, and then I think we should all try to do it together. So, and now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Nailed it.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.